This is a reading of the document titled Slideshow. It is a class presentation and is part of the Battles of the Texas Revolution lesson in the Texas Revolution unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This exercise includes a PowerPoint presentation. Slide 1. Battles of the Texas Revolution, 1835 to 1836. Slide 2. Lesson Overview. The Battles of the Texas Revolution began well before 1836. Texas now faced an invasion by Santa Anna and his army. This lesson will discuss the final battles of the Texas Revolution. The 1835 siege of San Antonio de Bejar, the Battle of the Alamo, the Goliad Massacre, and the Battle of San Jacinto. Slide 3. Essential question. How does conflict cause political, economic, and social change? Explain the lasting impact of the people and events leading to the Texas Revolution. Slide 4. Background to the Revolution. What was going on with Mexico in 1835? Much of Mexico was rebelling against Santa Anna. The Mexican states, led by the states of Yucatan, Zacatecas, and Coahuila y Tejas, rose in revolt against Santa Anna's centralist government. Centralist government. The power of the government is held by the national government. Slide 5. Think like a historian. Primary source conversation. Jose Antonio Navarro. Think, pair, share. Document analysis questions. Question 1. Based on Navarro's statement, quote, the most miserable conditions of the Mexican state since their independence, unquote, using your prior knowledge, for what reason would he say this in 1834? Question 2. Do you believe the Bejaranos, Tejanos from San Antonio de Bejar, are considering revolting in 1834? Slide 6. Siege of San Antonio de Bejar. In December 1835, General Cos and the Mexican army were defeated by the Texans at the Siege of San Antonio de Bejar. The Mexican army was released to return to Mexico and to never return to Texas. Slide 7. Texas was in rebellion. Santa Anna's plan was simple. Crush the insurgency in Texas, quote, with the force of a hammer, unquote, and treating those who would carry arms against him as mere pirates. According to Santa Anna, pirates were given no mercy. Slide 8. Texan Army at the Alamo. Those Texans who remained in San Antonio decided to move into the old Alamo and strengthen it. On January 17, 1836, Sam Houston sent Jim Bowie and 25 soldiers to the Alamo to remove cannons, but Bowie decided to defend the Alamo. Slide 9. Jim Bowie. He was commander of the volunteers at the Alamo, shared command with Travis, was sick with typhoid fever, and later gave command of the militia to Travis the day the Alamo siege began. Slide 10. Texan Army at the Alamo continued. On February 3, 1836, William Travis, along with 29 regular Army soldiers, arrived in San Antonio. He became commander of the regular army at the Alamo when Colonel Neal had to leave. Slide 11. Davy Crockett. He was a frontier legend, known as a sharpshooter, hunter, and storyteller. Former U.S. congressman from Tennessee. He, along with 12 volunteers, came to Texas for cheap land and to start over. Slide 12. February 23, 1836. Santa Anna and his army arrived at San Antonio. The Texans were barricaded in the Alamo. Slide 13. Leading up to the siege of the Alamo. Santa Anna gave the Texans a chance to surrender, but Texans fired a cannon shot at the Mexican army to say no. Santa Anna raised the red no quarter flag, meaning no prisoners. Slide 14. Think like a historian. Primary source letter from William Barrett Travis called Victory or Death, the most heroic document in Texas history. Think, pair, share. Using the guided questions, analyze the primary source. Support your claims using text evidence. Document analysis questions. Question 1. What does Travis mean when he writes, "The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion, otherwise the garrison are to be put to the sword if the fort is taken"? Support your response with evidence. Question 2. Based on the information in the second paragraph, what is Travis willing to do? Question 3. What was Travis's overall tone in this letter? Slide 15. The Siege of the Alamo. The Mexican army bombarded the Texans constantly with cannon fire for 13 days. By holding out, the Texans were buying Sam Houston time to raise a better army. On March 3rd, 32 men from Gonzales came to help. Slide 16. This slide contains a bird's eye view of the Alamo mission. Slide 17. This slide contains a diagram of the Alamo. Important areas like the chapel, the barracks, the mission square, and multiple cannons are labeled. Slide 18. The Constitutional Convention, Part 1. The Constitutional Convention of March 2nd, 1836 met. Texas delegates gathered at Washington on the Brazos. Formed an ad interim, or temporary, government. David G. Burnett, president, and Lorenzo de Zavala, a Tejano, was an influential delegate and ad interim vice president. Slide 19. The Constitutional Convention, Part 2. Texas declared independence on March 2nd. George Childress writes the Texas Declaration of Independence. Within 2 weeks, they wrote a constitution for a new Republic of Texas. Slide 20. Battle of the Alamo. The Mexicans ended their cannonade of the Alamo on the evening of March 5th in order to let the Alamo defenders fall asleep. On March 6th, 1836, the Battle of the Alamo began at 5 a.m. Slide 21. Battle of the Alamo, first wave. Bird's eye view of the Alamo with the first wave pathways of Mexican leaders Morales, Cos, Duque, and Romero labeled. Slide 22. Battle of the Alamo, second wave. Bird's eye view of the Alamo with the second wave pathways of Mexican leaders Morales, Cos, Castrolan, and Romero labeled. Slide 23. Battle of the Alamo, third and final wave. Bird's eye view of the Alamo, showing the final breach of the mission by Santa Anna's forces. Slide 24. Santa Anna divides his army. A map of the paths of various Texan and Mexican armies across Texas. Slide 25. General Urrea's army. Mexican General Urrea marched from Mexico northeast through the Rio Grande Valley. February 27th, Urrea's army defeats 50 Texans at the Battle of San Patricio. Five escaped. March 12th, 1836, Urrea's army defeats 130 Texans at the Battle of Refugio. 30 killed, 100 captured. Slide 26. Goliad. A map of Texas with an arrow pointing to Goliad. Slide 27. Battle of Coleto Creek. Diagram of the Battle of Coleto Creek. Slide 28. Fannin's surrender. Fannin surrenders, telling his men that their lives will be spared. They were marched back to Goliad as prisoners. On March 27th, 400 Texans were marched in different directions and executed en masse. Slide 29. Angel of Goliad. About 20 escaped, helped by Francisca Alvarez, who is now called the Angel of Goliad. Slide 30. Battle cry. This massacre, along with the Alamo, angered Texans, causing them to fight harder. Remember the Alamo, remember Goliad, became the call of Texans everywhere. Slide 31 and 32. Houston, Parts 1 and 2. Map of Houston's retreat east. Slide 33. Map of the Battle of San Jacinto. Slide 34. Battle of San Jacinto, Part 1. The major part of the battle took place on the afternoon of April 21st, 1836. Texas had about 800 men. Mexico had about 1,400. Slide 35. Battle of San Jacinto, Part 2. The Texans surprised the Mexicans and attacked as they were taking a midday siesta. Slide 36. Battle of San Jacinto, Part 3. Map of the Battle of San Jacinto. Slide 37. Treaties of Velasco. Santa Anna was taken to Velasco to sign the treaty. The Treaty of Velasco ended the Texas Revolution. There were actually two treaties. Slide 38. Treaty of Velasco. Public treaty. Santa Anna agreed and signed over all Mexican rights to Texas. Santa Anna promised never to fight against Texas again. He ordered all Mexican forces out of Texas. Slide 39. Treaty of Velasco, Secret Treaty, Part 1. Santa Anna promised to work for Mexican recognition of Texas independence. Santa Anna would work inside Mexico to get the Texas boundary set at the Rio Grande. Slide 40. Treaty of Velasco, Secret Treaty, Part 2. In exchange, the Texas government would release Santa Anna and escort him back to Mexico. Many Texans wanted him executed. Slide 41. Significant challenges. Photograph of a Texas land grant certificate. This concludes the slideshow on Battles of the Texas Revolution.